everyone. This is the Sound Health Option Show, Happy Hour Show, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. As is the norm, is Mercury retrograde or something?
We finally
got the show together so we could record it and even have a show like 2 seconds before the whole thing is to go on, and now I've totally lost my mouse. I guess I'll keep it there because I can't do anything else with it. But I don't know what happens. I get my computers up and running, and I think, oh, I'm very brilliant, and I got all that done, and I come in here to use them, and they just, like, go into the dumpster.
They have a mind of their own.
Yes. I am happy that we are going to be doing a show that I really enjoy and want to have a lot of people able to deal with it, and that's about overweight. It's not something anybody has solved until now, I think. They tell you, oh, you eat too much, oh, you don't exercise enough, you eat the wrong food, only eat fats, no, only eat carbs, no, only eat protein, and the weight just keeps piling on. There are more books on diet and cooking than any other category. How many people do you know, Richard, who have a trouble with diet and weight?
Let's see. I would say 99%.
Wow.
Well, I mean, in one way or another. Now, I consider that if you're stick skinny, that you also have a nutrition issue or a diet issue or a weight issue. I don't consider being anorexic particularly healthy either, and I know that that's why I say it 99%. Well, 98%. I know a couple of people who are just fit and fine and healthy. Everybody else has something.
Do they exercise a lot?
Mostly like maniacs, yeah.
And you think that's what makes them healthy?
That would make them think they're healthy, yeah.
Okay, well, here's some truths about it. Can be genes, it can be proteins, it doesn't have to be calories, like they say. I was deciding to tell you something, but it was kind of personal. Most of the doctors will just tell you, get up and walk away. And they don't have to deal with cravings. And I went to the doctor about being overweight in my younger days. And he says, if you don't want to have children, don't have sex. If you don't want to gain weight, don't eat. Now, is that stupidity? Is that people who are supposed to be helping us?
Yeah.
I find that absolutely incredible.
Wow.
These are some of the things, and I'll read them for people only listening. These are untruths. All calories are created equal. Your brain has nothing to do with diet. That is so wrong. We have a program called BioDiet, and it deals with the neurotransmitters that control weight, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and GABA, which is the precursor to those. Those control your appetite center in the brain and also in your stomach. And when you lack a nutrient, your body will tell you to eat until you get that nutrient. And here's another piece that I did not know till very recently, that when people smoke marijuana and they're coming down from it, they get the munchies. Well, marijuana is the same frequency as progesterone. And if people don't have enough progesterone, which is one of the reproduction hormones, then they get the munchies. So if you're one of those people who are eating and you're not really hungry, your stomach doesn't say you're hungry, then you likely have a low progesterone, and you can buy that at your health food store, progesterone oil to put on whatever parts of your body that you'd like more fat, and you can eat it, and it'll less fat. Do you remember a commercial years ago for a product called Bluesant that would allow your boobs to grow? It's nothing more than progesterone oil, and wherever you put this oil, then it calls fat to the cells. Your boobs, your lips, you know, wherever you want some extra fat. And you can tell when you don't have enough progesterone, especially with men, because they have a eyebrow ridge, almost like there's a thickening of the fat around the eyebrow, above the eyebrow. Have you ever seen that?
Yep.
Older men get it a lot, and then their eyebrows get real bushy. That's another thing of low progesterone. So progesterone has a lot to do with it. Your liver has a lot to do with diet and what's going on. Another untruth, only willpower or drugs can control appetite. Poppycock. You know, leptin, ghrelin, those kinds of things, all of that. And we are going to be working on another project here at Sound Health, and we want you guys to help us, and that's one of the reasons we're bringing this up today. But I have totally forgotten to do any kind of announcements, which I should, that we are being sponsored today from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health, that we have classes every week, every month. We're doing some new classes. We're going to be doing a special class on diet. And so that's one reason for introducing it this way. For those of you who want to watch the show, go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to radio, and go to happy hour, because we are going to show some things this evening and do a demo on the portal of lipoedema, which is a incredibly horrible disease that deals with fat that is incurable, and we are going to show you what we have found out about it as we go along. So if you're having any friends that have trouble with weight, especially the weight from the waist down, and a lot of us old people have weight in the middle, and this is another reason for it. Richard, you have announcements over there at Blog Talk in California, sunny California.
Pretty darn sunny, in the upper 80s today. At least it's down from 105, so that's good. Yes, I do. First, I want to remind people that oftentimes what will happen is you'll hear stuff talked about, and you'll think, oh, what did Sherry say? What was that? What was Richard ranting about? Not so much with the ranting, maybe. But you can find the audio of the show about 10 to 15 minutes after we end by going to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, then click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive tab, and the last five shows will be right there in the player, and you can listen to that, like I say, about 10 to 15 minutes afterwards. And you can also go out into the wild, meaning into iTunes or into your podcast aggregator of your choice, Stitcher or Pocket Cast or any number of them. And in both those locations, you can search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll find our over 550 shows, I think we're at now, something like that. And you'll be able to find the last show there. Stitcher is a good one. It works on all platforms and on your computer, and it's free. And it's handy because you can listen to a show and email it to somebody easily right from the app. So I like that a lot. And I would again advocate for people going to blogtalkradio.com, signing up for a free account, and then following, search for Sherry Edwards, and then follow that show, because that moves us up in the rankings at Blog Talk Radio. And it's a great way for you to get notifications and updates about up-and-coming shows when information is released on that. So there's that. Then, if you'll toss that up over at WebEx, Sherry, that link I sent you in Skype, if you can. This is an amazing thing that the article is, stop dumping offshore fracking waste into Gulf of Mexico. The let me find the numbers because they made me just furious. Previous records requests revealed that this is the federal waters off of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, affecting all the Gulf of Mexico, you know, and really, let's not pretend this is a swimming pool that's closed off, so that means it's affecting everything from Florida to the coast of Mexico, pretty much in my view. But that was the largest concentration of offshore oil and gas drilling activities in the country. Well, that was up until they started everywhere else. Previous records requests revealed that the oil companies dumped more than 75 billion gallons of wastewater into those waters, and that was back in 2014. And now we have an administration that's saying, we don't need an EPA. Scott Pruitt is like, sure, a shot of glyphosate with everything. It's good for your kids. That's my opinion. But this is just appalling. You know, it's just, you know, as somebody said in this article, it's the EPA's job, or it was until Scott Pruitt got in charge, it's the EPA's job to safeguard our oceans from being contaminated with fracking waste. The agency has no business rubber stamping the dumping of dangerous, disgusting chemicals without even trying to understand the risk. Now, at this point, with the administration we have, with Scott Pruitt just rubber stamping and having private meetings with the head of Monsanto and then approving glyphosate is an okay thing, thumbs up, it's really, you know, I don't know. I don't have a positive, happy face on this. It's just disgusting. And it's not going to get better.
I can see some of their justification when they want to put this back in the hands of the states, but this is the ocean.
Yeah. This is water that we all eventually drink in a certain way. I mean, there's only so much water on the planet. There is no new water. There are no resources. We're drinking Cleopatra's bathwater, and these toxins last an incredibly long time. And so, you know. Yeah.
Did you see the article that Japan is going to flush all of the Fukushima water out into the ocean?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was totally incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. There ought to be a way to take the fracking water and turn it into clean water. But I don't think they
care.
Think enough ahead as to what's going to happen to their grandchildren and children's children. And it's like they don't have any sense of the future. And we're talking about the lawyers, which I'm down on today, and people, 47% of Congress are lawyers that spin it either direction. You know, this silly stuff about Obamacare. They don't remember that Nancy Pelosi stood up there and said, you don't have to read it, just sign it. You can't go home until you do. And now they're going over every word, the Democrats and Republicans, and thinking that maybe we made a mistake last time by not reading it. We should read it now. But one of the very worst things that I hate about Obamacare is there are things in there about mandatory vaccines. And just as they are fracking Mother Earth and putting all those poisons in Mother Earth, they're doing the same thing to our bodies with vaccines. So that's why Richard and I are here, just to give you information kind of what's going on with the world, because not everybody has time to read the stuff. I don't either, but you guys send me stuff and I read it anyway. And, you know, I'm falling off my chair trying to sleep standing up because I just don't have enough time to do everything.
Yeah, and I'll toss one more thought into that. To me, the thing that we have in common between fracking the waters and vaccines, whether it's in the ACA or eventually the Republicans will come out of the closet or be forced to come out of the closet and actually talk about whatever they're writing up, is that it all comes down to whatever party it's coming from. It still comes down to the thing about vaccines is the corporations are making boatloads of money. The thing about fracking going into the oceans, the corporations are being unaccountably, you know, not accountable at any way level, evidently, because they could just dump the water in the ocean. But the corporations are making boatloads of money. So it really seems to be all about the bottom line for the corporations and the stockholders of those corporations. It's how much money they can make, and the side effect of us drinking water that's polluted or having toxins injected into our children is okay as long as the corporations are making boatloads of money.
Well, the CDC now owns a lot of those vaccines, and the CDC is making the money. I think the last report was $4 billion in 1 year just on vaccines. And I'm going to go back to something that we did a couple years ago. There's fracking around here. We didn't like it. We tried to get it stopped. But there was a big truck that went to some dump station, and it was too toxic for the dump station. So they caught him dumping it into the local swimming hole, Dow Lake. And since there was no law against this, he got fined $50 for dumping that big truckload full of fracking waste into our local swimming hole. Ah, disgusting. There are so many things that we are on the soapbox about. Environment, internal terrain, just incredible information. And I think a lot of what we're going to talk about tonight about diet and overweight, I think a lot of that deals with toxins of the air, the water, our mind. We're being spun to death with all these lies that are going on in every which direction. And we need to be able to tell the truth and see who's telling the truth, which is one of the things I wanted to draw your attention to. On our last Directions for Truth last Tuesday, we did a section on identifying the sounds of truth. Now, after the show, I changed the name slightly to Listening for Truth or something like that. But it, if I hit this little starry thing right here and run over share, I can put this in the chat for people. Can you put it in the chat over at Blog Talk?
Yes.
Richard, so can go listen to this. But it would be last Tuesday's show, and we showed commercials and how to tell who's telling the truth. We showed some political people and how to tell the truth. What would happen if everybody had to tell the truth?
Wow.
Crazy. There's a question that just came up in the chat. The CDC has no business rubber stamping the dumping of dangerous, disgusting. Oh, that's
me.
But the CDC is rubber stamping these vaccines, and they're the one making them. They're the one collecting money from the people to pay for the damages. They paid out over $4 billion in damages. And then they stand in their face and our face and say there's no danger whatsoever. It's the EPA, this is from Richard, he put in chat. It's the EPA's job to safeguard our oceans from being contaminated with fracking wastewater. The agency has no business rubber stamping the dumping of dangerous, disgusting chemicals without even trying to understand the risks. It's like the risks aren't going to affect them because they're not going to be here to have to drink the polluted water. And up comes Flint and all the other things that, you know, we gripe about continuously. We try to bring people good information about what they can do. I don't particularly have an announcement except that we are going to try to put this lipidemia program together, and we have already started by going to the soundhealthportal.com and putting up a lipidemia campaign. But I'm going to take a step backwards and tell you why. Yes, there's a naked lady up there. Okay, back to untruth. And the lady is there without much clothes on to show a small top and a little bottom. They've masked out her face, but that's still a shock when you go in there and look at that. Back to these untruths. Only willpower and drugs, we talked about that. People are fat because they eat too much. I don't believe that for a second. My husband and I went out, this is about 20 years ago, alone, and he ordered a large pizza. And he looked over at me and he said, I really like going out to eat pizza with you. You only eat one piece and I get the rest. This man is a stick. I am Humpty Dumpty, or was. My stomach is vastly reduced since I went off grains. But we're like Jack Sprat. You heard that? Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean, and together they lick the powder clean. So I don't think it's, some people, yes, they eat too much. People are fat who are slow-minded. That came very crashing to me. A friend of mine lost like 100 pounds, and I really looked at her differently, and I realized that I was prejudiced against fat, that they are lazy, and I really thought that. And that was awful of me. People are fat because they're lazy. Sometimes it's thyroid. And if your thyroid isn't working, you aren't going to have the energy. Being fat's just in your genes sometimes. So these are the programs that we have created. Fat switch. This is when you have too much uric acid in your joints. You're not breaking down proteins. And too much uric acid turns on your fat switch so that you keep everything you eat and your weight is dependent on the seasons. Another one, methylation mapping, and that maps your serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine. Inflammation has an incredible amount to do with whether or not your body's going to protect itself and want to keep fat or insulation. Like women who are pregnant, they get a lot of insulation on their belly to protect the baby. One of the things you can do, and do it cautiously, go read about it, to change the pH of your body is to drink baking soda and water. And if you've got joints that are creaky and you can't get up quite as fast as you want to, it might be your pH. Fatty liver factors. These are where those hormones are made. Not only in the brain, of adiponectin, lectin, all of those things that help control the hormones that in turn control the fat. Genetics, metabolism, inflammation, liver function, cholesterol issues, all of these are addressed in some of these programs. Cholesterol is a biggie, and you're going to see that in the vascular transport things that we do this evening. If we have a volunteer that would like to see if they have lipidemia and it's a large bottom and a small top, raise your hand and we'll look at this. Another one is the ultimate diet, and that's the hormones that we were just talking about. And then bio diet. So all of these together, from your genetics to what you eat to how you process what you eat, all of those are going to be involved in this project that we want to do. So we know that it depends on neurotransmitters. We could walk you through all of them. Enzymes produced by the liver, your digestive enzymes, pancreatic lipase, has a lot to do with whether or not your body's going to keep fat and not get rid of it. Normally, cholecystokinin comes from the pancreas, but pancreatic lipase, digesting your fats, have a lot to do with it. Detoxification and methionine. There's just a tremendous amount of it. So we are going to go to our volunteer because there are a lot of people who are having to deal with this lipodemia. And we have taken the liberty, because there's a big fight, is it lipodemia? Is it lipedemia? You know, there's a bunch out of Harvard who are trying to say it's lipedemia. No O. So we have just taken the liberty of putting them all together in one word. Lipo, meaning fat, and edema, meaning collection of. One of the cruelest things, you think that these people are just fat and lazy, and what we have found is the fat comes in as a liquid, it coagulates, and it can't get back out of the cell. We have found adiponectin is a big one about this, and also vascular transporters. What transports things in and out of the cell? And this is where glyphosate comes in, where glyphosate influences lectin in the outer covering of grains. It also begins to mess with things moving in and out of the cell and even through the brain barrier. Steve, who's always with us, put up a very interesting chat piece. In 2014, the vaccine damage payouts totaled $4.9 million. In 2015, it was much higher. I don't know the exact number right now, but it was somewhere around $50 and $60 million. I just saw a quote that was in the billions. Where did I see that? In Heck and Lively's book. He wrote a book about inoculations. I don't know how I can stop this. But you're looking at three stages of lipodemia, where the thighs, ankles begin to get big, and then bigger and bigger. Yes, it deals with lymph and lymph drainage, but it comes a time when the fat just accumulates so much and distorts the body to the point where surgery is the only thing left. So we are going to go on the portal and look at what's available there. Portal, soundhealthportal.com. Would somebody put that in the chat? And we have put together a campaign that allows people to submit a voice file to the portal, and it will give you a report. Now, I am not sure how this will work. I think you have to send it in and somebody behind the scenes process it. But right now, we are going to process Richard's voice and use our old standby Audacity. And you guys can watch. You can also get a copy of the textbook. I need to move this over so I can go back and grab it. By going to Sound Health Options. Going.
I can't
to,
hear you. You've turned your mic around.
No, I didn't. Maybe it just got... Well, when I turned Audacity on...
Audacity does get screwy sometimes. Remember how it grabs the pathing or something? Audacity can do that. I don't know what it is.
Now we can hear you.
It grabbed the microphone and turned it off.
Yeah.
When I opened it. So go to downloads, go to radiation software, and you can grab the radiation software while you're there. Thank you, George. I didn't turn anything around, so it's stumped for a minute. You can go down to the bottom. This is the textbook. It has all the information that we're going to go over right now. Let me see. Is there anybody new here? Yeah, we have a new person. So this is the textbook. This gives you all of the information, including this pastel folder that has everything you need in it for you to do an evaluation and then give the information to your client. So we are going to go back to Audacity and see if this will go down again. Nope, it stayed up. Richard is going to give us 30 seconds of his voice, and we have already gone to preferences. Again, this is in your book. And you need to make it 32, 16-bit, and it needs to be mono. And all of these settings are in the book for you. Another one is you want to set it for mono. You want to unclick overdub, and then you'll be set to go. So, Richard, you've said in the last couple of months that you've been fighting weight all your life. You did lose a lot when you went in the hospital, but did you gain that back?
Yep.
All of it?
Most of it, yeah.
Wow. You lost over 100 pounds.
I did.
That is awesome.
I didn't lose it. I found it.
And I will bet you're not eating any different.
No.
And you're still walking several miles a day.
Yep. I'm rebounding for a half an hour a day and walking.
See, that just doesn't make any sense at all. For the most part,
I'm healthy as an ox. I'm guessing ox are healthy because we've always said that.
Well,
I might just be as stubborn as one.
I think that's where the lipidemia comes in. It'll be able to tell us if the fat that comes in can't escape back out. Okay, well, you know the drill. Here's the second. So just talk to me about walking and what you're eating and before and after and go.
Okay. Pre-surgery, during the surgery, I think part of I'm trying to reconfigure my gut health because of the kinds of surgeries I had. I was on really tremendously gnarly antibiotics, IV, oral, mostly IV though. And I think that messed up my microbiome to quite a bit. But it doesn't seem to make any difference what I eat. Are we done? I can't see that. Yes.
It just stopped on its own.
Curious.
Stopped playing. Look at what it's doing down here. Stopped playing. That's just crazy. Well, let's see if it'll allow us to export it. Even though it's 23 seconds, it just kind of went off the... I didn't pause this at all. Wow, that's such a good-looking print.
Can you end it? You might press end, see if that stops it.
Where's end?
You know, the square that you're right over.
That's what I did.
Huh.
Here's this thing going wonky again. Well, let's pause and unpause and see what happens.
It seems to be stuck in a loop.
Surgery. Well, during the surgery, I think.
Okay.
And now it just went green on me and started playing.
Surgery. Well, during...
By itself it's doing that.
Wow, ghost in the machine, man. Nope, won't let you export. You have to end. It still thinks it's playing, so you'll have to get it stopped.
Surgery.
Wow. You might have to quit it and start over again. Have to start over again. Can you force quit?
That was such a beautiful smile. Oh.
I know.
We should let people know that this was an emergency surgery thing.
Yeah.
You can press record and it will continue. Well, too late, Steve. I already messed up a beautiful file. Okay, go ahead. Again.
Okay. So when I was hospitalized and had emergency surgery, nothing's happening now. Oh, there we go. Nope. Maybe.
It won't do anything. I
think you need to restart it. Oh, now we've got what I call pizza wheel. Yes, sure.
Save project.
Yeah, sure. If it can't, if it'll do anything.
I'm going to go Control-Alt-Delete and kill it.
That'll reboot the, yeah.
Okay,
it's still there.
Is,
No, Audacity, I still see Audacity on your screen.
Well, I'm going to kill it.
It just won't give it up.
Save changes before closing.
Sure. Anything to get out of there.
Then pre open track, click edit, huh? I don't want to save anything. Has stopped working. Yeah, because I stopped it. You know, sometimes the computer beats me, but most of the time I can go around it.
Yeah. Okay, take
our
two.
Our computers, since this electricity freeze out,
yeah,
we are still getting computers dropping dead every day. Okay, let's try again.
They hate electronic overload. Oof. Okay, I can do this again. So when I was hospitalized, I had bad surgeries. And because of the kinds of surgeries, I had three back-to-back surgeries. And because of them back-to-back, and because of the kinds they were, I was on a lot of gnarly antibiotics, particularly when they removed part of my colon. And because of that, I have been trying to rebuild my microbiome, my gut health. And because I really have the feeling that's the foundation. I walk a lot. I stand all day long at my workstation. And yet I still can't seem to lose weight. And I'm not eating horrible things excessively. And I eat pretty well.
Did you see right in the middle of that?
The gain suddenly jumped. That's why I kept talking, because I thought maybe...
Yeah, so
you could eliminate the first part.
There's things that are not, they're just too loud right here. They went from this
to
totally
all by itself.
Loud.
And I, as soon as I saw that, I backed further away from the microphone, but I hadn't changed anything. It was just gone nuts.
In that little textbook, it shows you, if it's too loud, do this. Too loud looks like this. So we're just going to chop that out of there. And I really don't know what happened to the rest. Maybe we should just take out this part in the beginning.
That's why I talked longer, yeah.
And we only have 19 seconds, but we're going to try it anyway.
It's clean.
Yeah, it looks good. Anywhere from 20 to 40 seconds, you're okay. Export audio. We don't save this. And we're going to save it as Richard. Wait, because when we talk, there it is, we already had it once. When we talk after the show, you're always eating good stuff and walking and running around like crazy, and then you state about your weight, and it's like, that just doesn't make any sense. So we're now going to go to my portal. Yeah, let's do it on the portal because that's the way that you guys will be doing it. Well, did it lose my password?
No, it's got it in your LastPass.
That's what was showing up before and we couldn't get rid of. This is pretty simple to do. Richard is already in here, or we'd have to register him as a client. And we can just go looking for Richard. You know, we could compare the last one we did to this one. The thing to show you about this is it's so easy. So fibro, we did this once before. Let's just look at ringing in the ears. Let's look at your crib cycle. We can combine these all in one. But we're going to bring in a new voice file. That's how easy it is, right there.
The portal's amazing.
Eats well. Exercises. Stands up all day. I'm thinking, since there is I think in the United States it's like 89% or something of people have weight problems. Either they're too heavy or they can't gain weight. If we put out a class and teach everybody to do this just about weight, you'd have, I don't want to be funny here, you'd have a ton of people waiting to see you.
Couldn't help it.
Brian Sharp says, are you detoxing? Could that be the issue? You know, you did have methionine as an issue. And one of the things that lectin stuff does is mess up your methionine from being able to detoxify you. Somebody's sending me a message.
I will say, after the show with Gundry, Dr. Gundry, who wrote The Plant Paradox, talking about the evils of lectins, I have stopped eating nuts and grains.
Nuts are lectins?
Well, the skins have lectins on the outside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I believe that, and from what he said on the show, that, because he talked about the woman who went on the diet for a while, for like a year, and then ate, and she was an anaphylactic shock kind of person. She ate about a year after doing it. She was out and had some walnuts and didn't know it, and noticed her eyes were a little itchy, but then contacted him, and they were both stunned that she was now able to eat walnuts, even though before she would go into anaphylaxis. So I think you can do it for a while, get your gut health back, and then move forward.
You reminded me of, we had a lady write us after the last show that we did with this, and she was craving kidney beans, and she wanted to get off of them because they were one of the lectins, and one of the things that he said about the lectins was that they, he and Andrew Molden, showed that they coagulate the blood. And this woman was on blood thinners.
Wow.
And craving kidney beans. Now, is that a hoot or what?
Wow.
Now, Nightshades Mark said, the skin of a tomato and the skin of a potato both have those lectins in it. Now, what we have here is a template, and he has 127 issues that deal with lipidemia, 18%. And we usually don't look unless it's about 20%. But here is a nice little secret for all of you who have joined the portal, that you can use one template and you can go in and it'll do an evaluation for you of all templates. And what we want to see is if there's anything more than 18%. So I'm going to do percentage of hits. Upside down. Has 33% genetic nucleic acids. Boy, that's a biggie.
And what about the digestive?
Where is it? Down here?
It's, keratinids, keratinoids.
Oh, it had 23%. It has five hits
in it. Both fives, okay.
Let's go look and see what has the most hits. This tells you what is going on with your body. Superbrain, only 9%, but 103 hits. Fatty liver, that can be part of that lipidemia stuff. Pathogens?
Really?
98%? Oh.
You mean 98 point hits?
98 hit 12%. PTSD, 80. Usually anything 50 or more, I'm going to look at. And look at all these. Pre-vac, Parkinson's. Let's get down to lipidemia, because I want that still to be there.
It was up further, right under PTSD.
But what ones that you put in here, cofactors is about liver, Ultimate Diet about reproductive hormones and the hormones that control fat, maintenance and repair, reproductive again. Eyes, 61 on eyes.
They're just tired.
Okay, I'm going to push OK, and then we'll be able to look at relevance. And that's just incredible to me that we can click all 100 of these.
That's amazing.
And 48% carotenoids, 14, 15, 13, 18, 11, 33, 13, and 15. So it says this is the worst one. There's 10 of them, and it's almost half of the entire database. And so who posted that? Is he detoxing? Because that's part of detoxifying. Croson. You're an herb guy. I don't know what that is.
Croson. I don't know what croson is. Unless it's
croson
from the crocus family? Huh. Maybe it's something I'm taking.
Look at how many times. It's low.
Oh.
It is, along with lycopene from the tomatoes, beta-carotene. Now, carotene can be a problem with weight. And all those are low. But you go to the ones where it appears twice. So it's more the croson, an herb, that's high and low. Whoops. When something is high and low at the same time, it usually means it's the same frequency as a muscle. Bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. Fran wants to know your blood type.
Oh.
Oh, he should be able to eat anything and be fine. Let's go over to the template for the ultimate diet. That was 15%. That was the next percentage.
Croson seems to be saffron.
You love saffron. I've heard you say that.
Yeah. I don't eat it much
and
on a regular basis, but I like it.
Here's the adiponectin that we continuously find an issue, and this appears 4 times in your chart. GABA receptor, 3 times. So GABA is a precursor to dopamine and serotonin. Let's look at some of the others here. More adiponectin. B3, niacin is low. Oh, it's low and high. Niacin helps with cholesterol and that kind of thing.
It's also good at knocking out histamines. It's a great antihistamine. Burns off the histamines.
Oh, that's great to know. PRDM. Now, I don't know what that is, but we can click right here. Well, it shot it down there, but it should have taken us to, let's see what it says.
A gene? I'm not sure what it is. It looks like a gene.
But it should have taken us directly to Wikipedia, and it sort of kind of did a backdoor thing. C-reactive protein, that's inflammation.
I've got inflammation.
Well, we've got that adiponectin, and that's one. That's here twice. That's one of the biggies about lipidemia and not allowing the fat to come back out of the cell. Leptin. Oh, leptin-related protein. Defense against hypothermia and obesity. Do you have problems with keeping your core temperature up?
Nope.
Or down?
No.
Either one. Okay, we're looking at relevance in each one of these. Now, Premarin, that's birth control pills, so we don't care.
Could be in the
and
water table. It's in the water table. It's in the water table everywhere, so.
But it's low.
Yeah.
Follistatin is low. Now, follistatin is the opposite of myostatin that causes, I got the hiccups, that causes strength. I'm going to turn this around and put relevance over here. Maybe I am.
Maybe not.
What, close, restore? What is that?
Steve in chat is querying, does this chart indicate that I have methylation issues?
Well, we don't know yet. We didn't add methylation to this. Look, it's asking me restore, move, size, maximize, close. It won't let me out. Now,
Richard, we've never known you to not have methylation issues, as you recall.
Thank you. That's correct. I am the poster child for methylation issues. So I would guess
right.
I do.
It won't allow me. Let's see if I can open this back up.
Lightning strikes are tough on electronics.
Well, it's like three computers. Now, a bunch of stuff that you, it's over here on the other thing, a bunch of stuff that you plug the internet in, restore, maximize, minimize, move, move where? Let's say move it. That didn't do a thing. Maximize, that didn't do a thing. It's over here on this other monitor, and it won't move, it won't nothing. It won't close, it won't new tab. What if I quit sharing? No, because it won't even open over here. Ah, there it's doing something. Wow. Now it decided to do something. Except that's the totally wrong thing that opened.
I was going to say, I'm not on any of those. I'm not on any medications. It's shocking in the middle of the 60s to be able to say that.
Well, I just think my computer has just totally blown its own mind.
I'm going to have to queue up some TAPS footage.
It's doing an absolute blinking. It's blinking a lot.
I'm lost. I can't find my PRAM.
One of the things I like about the portal is it'll take you back to where you were.
Well, that's cool. Wow.
Well, did I just lie?
Hmm.
We just did you, and you should be at the top. Ah. So what we were trying to do is put relevance over here. So of everything that we did, it will tell us, if I can get relevance over there, it'll tell us, combining everything that we did, all of the programs that we did, and we could have chosen 20, this is the top problem right here. 214%. I would think that's it.
That seems like that's it. We're back to carotenoids.
Yep.
My saffron is low.
And detox, we do have a program for that. It's called Radical Factors. and we should run you through that. Rhodopsin is low, so we don't care. Matrix malaproteinase. Abnormal expression, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's low, we don't care. Fatty liver. It's thinking about opening it.
Maybe.
One of the things about the template, and one of the bad things about how we used to do, we had to do everything by hand and think about it, and now we've got it all behind the scenes. Ah, milk thistles, so it's taking liver again. There's the adiponectin, there's the GABA that's the precursor for your serotonin and melatonin. Are you doing anything to defat your liver?
I take a liver formula daily.
I take the one of the guy that was on the show about liver. I'm taking him.
Oh, the liver medic? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maintenance and repair. Uridine, genome. I was trying to get to these nucleic acids and see what's messing up uridine.
Which is low.
Isn't that the one that trades out with tyrosine to make RNA instead of DNA?
I think so, but couldn't guarantee it.
We have a new pathogens program, but they're all low, so we can ignore them. So of everything that we did there, the thing that's coming up consistently, B3, adiponectin proteins, and GABA, and those adiponectin proteins are the ones that allow the fat back out of the cell from where it's been stored temporarily. So just organizing this by relevance, it tells us exactly what we should work on first, and that's something that we had to do by hand before.
That's a lot of information considering you took one simple vocal print. That amazes me.
Yeah, of 16 seconds. The other thing that I wanted to tell people before we get out of here, today we only have a few minutes left. Look, the Nano Voice is up.
Cool.
And I don't know if it's going to start from here or what it's going to do. I just wrote a new database for it. So if you have the old Nano, we can replace it with this one. And when you start talking. Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, go. And we start talking and woo, 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 woo. So I was trying to make it go quicker and it'll start or stop. I think when it gets to be about 500 or so, and I don't know why this is red and this is 89. I don't know what's going on there with 113. But there is a database about this under Nano Voice where you can go play with it and see what's going on. I don't know that it's completely done by now. Done. Fixed. What's the word for it's ready to go and it's not in a beta stage? I don't know the name for that.
Alpha stage?
Well, we did alpha and we did beta. And we had a lot of people trying it. Voice sampling 38. I'm going to have to get in touch with them and see. Oh, maybe that's seconds left. You think?
That could be.
30 seconds.
Yeah, it's looking. You still, maybe the bottom number is the 500 and the top number is the amount of time.
And we're both talking on it. And we're way over here in the right side of our brains, which I guess that's good. And it should give us a printout here in a few seconds or so. We have to get to 500 hits, and then it should stop. Hello, hello. Six more. Well, it's not going to stop. Oh, there, report. Nota B is the highest. Love of humanity. Nerve
shocking
problems. Nerves, yeah. You quietly go about improving whatever comes into your view. Boy, isn't that the truth. So go play with that until we can get up
that's
the new
great
database.
Do we have to, can we do that as a guest, or do we have to sign in or become a something?
You're just a guest.
Okay.
I mean, it'll work. And he says it'll work on your phones, too. If you
awesome.
Can get the website, you can get that to work.
Awesome.
Okay, George wants to know, do your liver cleanses ever help?
I don't do liver cleanses. Like, it's not an aggressive olive oil kind of Epsom salt thing. It's a daily I take liver formulas as a tonic because I live in an agrarian area where they spray, I can't use that word, stuff frequently, and I think there's a lot of toxins and just stuff in the air. Fill in your word of your choice in there. So I take liver formulas all the time. So it's not an aggressive liver cleanse. It's a little bit of support, like a milk thistle and other herbs that are supportive and detoxifying all at the same time.
I think there's a form of diabetes that deals with fat rather than sugars, and I think that comes from a fatty liver. So we would go back and look at all through this and look at a fatty liver, but I sort of took you off track because I wanted to show you that new thing that you could play with. But what you would do with this would just go click and prepare a report for Richard that he would use as a management report for his doctor, or he's an herbalist, he'd probably do his own. It takes 12 seconds to print this out. And I think I just made a liar out of me. Raw eggs sound like Rocky would love it. Liver flushes with raw eggs? I think I just take the choline and the inositol and eat a raw egg.
They're not
Yuck.
Bad. A little Tabasco.
Ooh, I think it's
no problem.
Slimy.
Well,
oh, and
slimy.
They put some information in about coffee enemas. Boy, this group of people who listen to this show and join our chat are so full of information that they share so easily with everybody. I think it's wonderful.
At the old Gerson Clinic, I have to toss this in, that was one of the foundation things of, I can't think of her name now or his name, that was one of the foundational things they did every day was coffee enemas as part of a whole cancer protocol. Fresh juices every hour and at least one coffee enema daily.
Well,
it's a great protocol.
Steve put in a very long, long, long chat, so be sure and grab the chat when we quit. This is the preliminary report, the management report, and it gives you information on how to read the report, so you don't have to do too much, and there's Richard's actual WAVE file. This is his, not just a dummy one. And this is put together by Alpha, so 26 pages.
Wow.
Jeez. We can save it as something that we send to him right over the internet, or we can print it right here, or we can look at each of these pages individually. I think that we have to sign off now, but if those of you who want to stay and watch us do Richard's Radical Factors, Richard, do you have time to stay?
Yes, but let me close out Blog Talk Radio because that's going to end. So
okay.
I will end at Blog Talk Radio. Have a great rest of the week. And we're talking to somebody someday.
I love it.
I never remember.